Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt County deputies as well as Yurok Tribal Police continued the search today for a missing Klamath resident who was lost after two boats capsized in the Klamath River on Friday night. Around 10:30, deputies responded to the river just near Blue and Apah Creeks, and they learned that seven people were thrown into the river after the two boats overturned. While six of them were able to make it to safety on their own, the 63-year-old man was nowhere to be located. Personnel searched up and down the river throughout the weekend, but the efforts yielded no success. One of the boats sank to the bottom of the river, while the second boat was able to be recovered. An autopsy has been scheduled on the body of a 56-year-old Santa Rosa man who went missing over the weekend while on vacation in Mendocino County. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a missing persons report from the wife of 56-year-old Benedette Pearson after he went for a walk in the woods north of Little Lake Road on Friday night with the intention of returning within the hour. Pearson left his cell phone at the rental home the two were staying at, and deputies along with Pearson's wife searched the area until the early morning, but he was nowhere to be found. The search continued on Saturday morning and personnel located Pearson's body. Foul play is not considered as a factor in his death. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a three-way collision that occurred on Highway 101 near Leggett on Saturday afternoon. Officers, fire units, and EMS responded to the scene of the collision, as the section of the road was closed off for an hour, and they found 62-year-old Richard Martin with major injuries. Martin was riding his motorcycle directly behind a U-Haul truck as he was headed north on the highway near Dora Creek when the driver of the U-Haul, Peter Cummings, lost control and the truck left the road, colliding into a redwood tree. The truck then veered back into the southbound lane of the highway where it collided with an oncoming Honda. Unable to react in time to the collision in front of him, Martin lost control of his motorcycle and was ejected, causing major injuries. He was flown to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment. Alcohol and drugs have been ruled out as factors in the collision as the investigation continues. Caltrans has completed and released their project study report for a restoration project of the Last Chance Grade, the four-mile stretch of Highway 101 just south of Crescent City. Since June of 2015, Caltrans, along with stakeholder groups, including one formed by Congressman Jared Huffman, have been studying and analyzing alternatives to the stretch of roadway that threatens to slip out into the Pacific Ocean. An excerpt from the report states that 14 alternatives were examined, and that list has now been narrowed down to 7 possible alternatives required for realigning the road. The economic implications of the Last Chance Grade slipping out could have a huge impact on the region, as a recent report shows that $300 million could be lost annually for Del Norte County. To view the project study report, you can visit the Last Chance Grade website. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has Fortuna City News.
Residents in the city of Fortuna could have two sales tax increase proposals on their ballots in November after the County Board of Supervisors approved a local transportation tax measure that would collect a special half-cent sales tax over 20 years. The Fortuna City Council has also approved a three-quarter-cent local city tax measure that would be decided by voters in November, and if passed, the revenue generated, approximately $1.2 million per year, would be used for police, roads, and youth and seniors programs in Fortuna. Residents of the city handily shot down the last local tax measure that was introduced in 2014.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors have a lengthy agenda for Tuesday's meeting, and one of the items that will be discussed is the approval of a local commercial marijuana cultivation tax measure. Ahead of the November election, where voters will decide whether or not to legalize recreational marijuana in the state, the measure would implement a varying rate of $1 to $3 per square foot of cultivation area. Staff estimates that $7.3 million could be generated annually. The board is also expected to accept a little more than $180,000 in donations and grants made to the county library to support programs and services. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.